if you don't know what you want. One of the things people have a difficulty with, in my experience, is creating a vision for their lives. When I ask what they want, what they're up to, they draw a blank. And even when and if they have some answer, it is not something that even if they got it, would make them happy, fulfilled, joyful, connected, loved, etc. Every aspect of you has a different agenda. The selfish gene. The ego. The soul/spirit or whatever you want to call it, the high-minded aspect of you. The body. The mind. The witness/consciousness. These all want something different. And you, who you consider yourself to be, you are like the person in the middle of the ball game where the ball is thrown in a circle, past you. And you are always left without a ball. So what can you do to know what you want, so you can create a vision that is truly yours and that will guide you in your decisions and your choices, in your actions, reliably? Because that is what the purpose of a vision. The great negotiator, Jim Camp, said accurately, "Vision drives decision. Every area of your life." I notice that when people are disheartened, discouraged, in my program, which happens occasionally, their decisions are starting to be guided by the gloom and doom they see in their hopeless future. But when they are returned to their vision, whatever it may be, of themselves being, acting in a certain way in a certain future, then their current self adjusts itself to that future self. And all is good. Who you are in the present moment is decided by the future you live into. The vision of the future, yourself in a certain future, gives you being in the present moment. I had an interesting experience yesterday. After a grueling 4-hour webinar, I asked Source if what I'm doing matters. And it does. I asked if this current humanity will annihilate itself. And it will. I asked if a new humanity will emerge. And it won't. But what I am teaching, in my collaboration with Source, will outlast the current humanity, and will be, it is possible, in the design of another species that will be the intelligent species. And if I did a good job, that species will live in peace and will be prosperous without destroying itself in its world. On this planet? Probably not. But there are many livable planets in the universe. Even though at present, according to Source, humans are the only sentient living creatures. No alien life anywhere. Source is a zero-point field. It is everywhere, and it knows. What are you afraid of? In yesterday's webinar, I asked people what they are afraid of when I ask them a question, when I threaten them, or yell at them. It was the perfect question to ask on this particular webinar, where it took me more than 2 hours to wrestle my anger into submission. I'll share what I was angry at later. But for now, let's see why that question was perfect question to ask. Because we found out two things. One, they didn't know. I muscle tested with Source their answers, and they were all off the mark. Here are some of the answers Source saw as perfect match. The number after the initial is the person's about me score, a percentage, to the degree their self-concern occupies their cone of vision, their visual field at the time of me measuring that number. The higher the number, the less the person can see or care to see of the world, of others, of the universe, of humanity. 99% means nothing at all. 10% means, at the moment of the measurements, the self-concern was very small. Interestingly, later Pete's self-concern became all-consuming. 99%, he didn't even hear a word I said. But then he returned to his normal 10%, thank heaven. B30, I am afraid that I am not. L70, I am afraid that I have to do something I don't want to do. M99, I am afraid that I have to do something I don't want to do. M20, I am afraid that I am found out. P10, I am afraid that I'll be treated, that I'll be told that I am not the same. R99, I am afraid that I'll be left alone. S90, I am afraid that I'll get kicked out. T70, I am afraid that I'm stupid. At the time of this exercise, my about me score was also relatively high, 20%. My normal about me score is 3%, meaning it is not dominant in my visual field. What was I afraid of? I was afraid that I was going to fail. For reasons not my own. I was afraid that my students will get killed by their own actions. So yeah, I was reactive, and scared. What you are afraid of has a lot to do with your ITCH. The ITCH is something you say you didn't get when you grew up. It was lacking, it was missing, it wasn't given. Given the nature of reality, that there is no missing. No, lacking at all in reality, that all the missing, no, and lacking is a function of languaging, created by words, The whole ITCH was created by words, and kept alive and active by words. I am watching the squirrels on my deck. They are probably full of fleas. They scratch a lot. But they have itches in reality, itches that can be scratched. The ITCH that was created in language cannot be scratched, it won't go away. Because you cannot fix what is not real. The most interesting aspect of the ITCH is that you cause what you want to avoid. How you do it. Let's look at a few examples. M is afraid that she will be found out. So she puts on inauthentic airs. And she has always suspected that she isn't what she pretends to be. Now, I know the person, and I see her numbers, and she is a delightful person. Masquerading as an overly nice person, which makes me want to throw up. Of course she is found out, she is not nice, she is delightful. She knows what she knows, she does what she does. And there is nothing wrong with any of it. But in her ITCH there is something really wrong with her that she needs to cover up. If that is not quite clear, let's look at T. She is afraid that she is stupid. So she tries to sound really smart. But she isn't really smart, she is normal. Not stupid. Not even close. Normal. I am normal. Not smart, not a genius. Normal. I know what I know, and don't know what I don't know. But my ITCH doesn't force me to look more than I am, her ITCH does. And thus she, pretending to be really smart, makes an ass of herself and sounds really stupid. Want more examples? Make it your own. What is it that you are afraid of when your boss calls you at home, out of the blue? Or the government? Or the police knocks on your door? I sent an email to one of my students this morning asking a question. His answer was a lie. Obviously, when someone answers with a lie, you know you triggered a fear reaction in them. I sometimes screw things up, and the first idea I have is a lie. To cover it up. To avoid responsibility. But then, every time, I embrace the fact that the fear comes from my ITCH, and the ITCH is not based in reality. So I tell the truth, I screwed up. I was late. I forgot. I messed up. 99% of the time the other person forgives me. 1%, they don't. These are the people who I would not want to work with either. There is another question I'd like to answer. Most people who read this article will think that knowledge is power. And they got what they love or get from me, ever need from me. Truth be told, I tell you nothing that is enough for you to have a transformation, to live a better life, to become a better person. Because if you get an insight, about 7% of my readers get an insight from my articles, insights are a dime a dozen. And how to do, what action to take, after you have the insight, I only teach in my courses. And even if you are a student, you may have only gotten an insight, and nothing has changed. Because going from insight to full-blown transformation is hard. Especially if your ITCH is still active. As long as you have your ITCH running your life, your chances for real transformation are nil. WTF? Yeah. So how can I make what I said in this article, or in other articles be really valuable for you? Honestly, that is a difficult question. In my experience most people are so behind of the eight ball, if that is a good sentence in English, that they need an awful lot of education before they are ready to be trained by me in self-mastery. I have found that some people, if they are diligent enough, can use a simple and very affordable program to get up to speed, the 67 steps. It's 67 audios that take you around the world in 67 days. It is irritating at times, it is arrogant at times, it is wrong at times, but the value is not in the material, the value is in the journey. About 30% of the actual material is useful knowledge and accurate. So only people who can focus on the journey will benefit. If you are one of them, you are welcome to buy it. It includes a month free accountability coaching and email. And signs you up for a lifetime of coaching at $7 a week. You can cancel anytime. Get your 67 steps. https://revibration.com/1/67steps/. You can also just get the program without my coaching at https://www.yourvibration.com/. I get paid a commission if you do.